Just one question that was recently asked in the halakha. A fellow was praying the Amidah, and in the middle of the Amidah he realized that he was facing in the wrong direction. He was not facing towards Eretz Yisrael, he was actually facing towards the north or the south. So he wants to know what exactly he has to do in the middle of the Amidah once he finds this out. Halakha says that in that case, he may still stay in the same direction so long as he just turns his head towards the east. However, if he found out that he was praying towards the west, where his back is towards the east, then in the middle of the Amidah, the halakha says, he must turn around, meaning he can move his legs outside of the Amidah, turn around and face the proper direction. It should be pointed out that if somebody sees somebody praying west, halakha says he must stop him in the middle of the Amidah and reroute him in order that he should be praying towards the right direction. The question was also asked in halakha regarding when the Hazan is saying Hazara. Do the people that are standing during the Hazara or answering Amen during the Hazara, do they have to face east as well? Halakha says no. No matter what direction a person is sitting in or standing in during Hazara, of course they can answer Amen. This is specifically referring to when a person is praying the Amidah. Last but not least, there is a Gemara in Masechet Baba Batra that's worthy to mention. The Gemara says, "Arotze la'achkim yadrim, v'arotze la'ashir yatzvin," which means if a person wants to become wise and gain wisdom, specifically spiritual wisdom, yadrim, he should pray due south. And if a person wants to become rich, meaning monetarily, he should pray due north, yatzvin. And the Gemara explains because in the Mishkan, in the Beit HaMikdash, the position of the menorah was south. And therefore you want to tap into the menorah's power of wisdom. Whereas the Shulchan, the table, which symbolizes Parnassah, was in the north. So those that want to tap into Parnassah would face north. So it's a very big indication when you see somebody praying the Amidah, what his priorities are. You can tell from the direction that he's praying in. Now, of course, this does not mean that you pray full north or full south. It means that you're facing towards east. It's just that you're giving either a southeast or you're giving a northeast. So that would be permissible as well in order to fulfill that Gemara.